Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about what you're afraid to let go of in your physical stuff. Are you worried that you'll lose knowledge if you give away your books? Have you given something away in the past only to discover that later you needed it? Do you worry if you give the object away that you'll lose the memory of what the item represented? Learn how to become more aware to why you're holding on to things as we begin our month focusing on paying attention. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. The title, FYI, is from a Carly Simon song for those who might keep track of when I try to slip a music title or name. I'm now going with some choruses. I've been listening to Carly Simon a lot. I won't sing it for you. I will spare you. It's great because when I was first drafting this, it reminded me that I needed to listen to music more, and especially Carly Simon, because I can sing Carly Simon rather loudly in the house. First, a PSA. If something I say upsets or offends you, consider looking at it as an opportunity to heal yourself. As I've said on more than one occasion on this podcast, what others do and say is about them, and how you respond is about you. I own what I do and say, and I encourage you to do the same thing. Also, consider giving me and anyone else the benefit of the doubt and not assuming something about me or what I've said. And instead of assuming that I'm meaning this, have a conversation. Don't go right into saying I'm whatever, whatever. So just that's food for thought and for anyone else. And just for those of you that listen to me on Podbean, I can't access comments. I get an update from them, I think, every month, and I've given up trying to figure out. Unfortunately, there's not a way to comment on the podcast. You are welcome to come over to the YouTube channel and comment if you like. It's one of the things that I get frustrated about. Like, for instance, I would love to be able to respond to something on Apple. Like, someone who reviewed me and gave me one star said they hated my guest and didn't believe in her. Well, okay, I would like to have responded to that, but Apple doesn't give me the opportunity. Welcome, June. I cannot believe it that we are in June already. How do you feel? I will have my upcoming break coming up, which I think is a break for you as well as me. And I always want to keep this podcast as fresh and exciting as possible. I'm hopeful that when I come back from the second half of the year, that the construction next door will be done. I felt immense pressure to get the podcast done because I have no control over the schedule. And so everything keeps getting pushed back. So at this point, who knows, maybe I'll luck out and by the time August rolls around, that they will be done. Now, if you listen to the end of May, I changed paying attention in case you're on autopilot with awareness. See, I am paying attention because I'd always talk about awareness plus action equals change. A few years ago, I did 10-minute tips in June. And so I kind of see this as something similar. We have 5 episodes this month, and I really wanted you to spend each week really focusing on paying attention. Action items are less action and keeping more with paying attention. It's great if you take action on any of these, of course, and I always encourage it. But the real focus of this month is to stretch your awareness muscles, to get going on that, to really pay attention. Today's episode was inspired by my husband. I love him. My hope for you is, if you're listening, is that you have someone that loves you unconditionally, and that if you're still searching for a partner, that you find someone that just loves you no matter what. I can be a challenge to love, and yet my husband still manages to do it. And the example I'm going to share would be how challenging I am. So I have been really tired lately. I'm hoping that surgery is going to help with that. And so there are some days I will sleep really late. I mean, like 10 a.m., which I think is super duper late. obviously, if I have something planned or I have a client that I'm not going to sleep in, but if I know I don't have anything scheduled the next day, you know, I was up early today for an interview, I am going to sleep in. And so I woke up 10 and the cats hadn't been fed. Now, they always have dry food. I mean, they act like we never feed them. They always have dry food out, but they hadn't had their wet food. And we have a routine. We definitely have wet food in the morning. Cats hadn't been fed. The dishwasher hadn't been emptied. And there were a pile of dishes because I'd done a lot of cooking. So I'd run a load, but, you know, went to bed. And so there were dishes in the sink. And I was really frustrated. I said, you know, I love you and you're so great. And I need you to pay attention. I don't want to have to ask you to do this. I need you to increase your awareness that if I'm sleeping that late, I'm obviously really tired. And then I need you to just step it up. I'm happy 95% of the time to do the chores. I mean, he helps me with cleaning and he does the litter boxes. I don't want to paint him as some evil man, but I was just like, I really need help in that moment. And so that kind of inspired today about paying attention and just becoming aware of yourself and your surroundings. Awareness of whatever our clutter is half the battle. If you don't get the awareness, there is a good chance your clutter will return. And not always, but keep getting a better awareness of yourself. It helps in all areas of your life. So awareness and paying attention is a key. You can figure out why or have some aha moment. That's fantastic. But the purpose of the month really is about practicing paying attention, snapping out of autopilot. How many times are you zoning out, just unaware, going through the motions each day, being on autopilot? Reminder, we're in the no judgment zone. I think that's from Planet Fit. And it's the same here. Be like a neutral observer or an excited archaeologist or researcher going on a mysterious excavation. Okay, that's, I don't want you in judgment. I want you like, okay, I'm digging deeper. I'm finding out about myself. This is awesome. What can I learn about myself this week? Today, we're specifically going to talk about physical clutter because maybe you're afraid of losing something. Why are you holding on to an item? Maybe you haven't used it in the past few years. Maybe you've never used it. Maybe you don't even like it, right? I run into a lot of people that have wedding gifts that they didn't like when they got married 20 years ago. First thing I'm going to suggest thinking about is shifting your perspective. I see many people focus on what they're going to lose when they give something away. And that's where I want you to pay attention for the week. Instead of focusing on what you lose, focus on what you'll gain, especially if you're struggling. I was working with a client recently who was an older woman, and she was focusing on the fact that she was elderly and working with her family, and that we wanted to take things and clear her clutter. And after a couple conversations, when we're like, we're concerned about your health, this is about your safety and well-being. And after a couple conversations with that, she was able to see, okay, this is what it's about. This is their concern. And she, instead of focusing on the negative of what would be cleared out of the home, focus on the positive. I'll have more clarity, better health, and be safe. So I encourage you, shift your perspective to the positive where you're able to. First, set the intention that you'll be able to see or be shown to pay attention what objects you're having trouble releasing. Here are some of the things that I found myself and clients. If you have listened to me, you know, books are really challenging for me to release. I'd say probably the most challenging area. Other stuff I'm able to let go of fairly easily, but I could sit, I have one bookcase, but it might take me an hour or two to go through because I would think thoughtfully about the book. So I can appreciate it. So you might be afraid if you have books that you will lose what you've learned, right? You're like, oh, I've gained that knowledge. What if I give the book away? Will my knowledge go away? Object. Many people are afraid that if they let the object go, the memory will go with them. That is a big one for people. Have you found that out about yourself? And you might find that out this week. And again, I think it's amazing when you can continue to peel back the layers of yourself and figure out more of yourself and getting to know yourself. And you might have been like, wow, I've been really good. I have decluttered annually for the past 5 years. And then I discovered I have been holding on to this item because it really was, I was afraid that the memory was going to go away if I gave it away. So it's all good. Sometimes we aren't able to let stuff go because we're like, we're losing money. Oh, I paid $50 for that blouse and I never wore it. Oh, come on. I can't believe it. I just threw, might as well burn $50. I'm losing money here. That's frustrating. I can't let it go. I spent money on it. You might be holding on to something also because you feel you can get money for it and you haven't been able to sell it. And so you've tried to sell it a couple times and it hasn't sold and it's just become clutter. So again, you view it as, oh, I'm losing money. You might need it someday. Oh, I can't let that go. I know I haven't used it in 3 years ago, but I might need it someday. Have you found yourself thinking that or saying that out loud? You might have a bigger story going on of why you're afraid to let some stuff go. For instance, you might have grown up without a lot of money. You might have been poor and you didn't have a lot. And so there is this desire to keep everything that you're able to buy. And it can remind you maybe that, wow, I've achieved a lot. Look, I've been able to buy stuff. This shows that I achieved. I was able to pull myself out by the bootstraps and get out of poverty. Or you might take a little different perspective and be like, you know what, if I have this stuff, it'll keep being poor at bay. I never want to go back to that. I never want to feel like that ever again, not having enough money. And of course you can understand, remember, be gentle with yourself. You would have compassion if a friend were to share that for you. So those are just some thoughts of why you might be holding on to things. And so for the week, I'd like you to simply pay attention. If you want to go further, I'm going to share what you can do. But if all you do is pay attention and discover something, you are good to go. Practice paying attention for the weeks that following 5 episodes, and it might be harder and take more energy than you think. Again, right? It's really easy to just go on autopilot. You don't have to think. I was having a conversation with someone in my mind and I didn't say it out loud. I don't want my energy drained from certain people. But I thought, you know, you've put yourself in this position. And one of the reasons I believe is because you don't have to think, you can just be told what to do. Well, you know, you give up freedom, but then, you know, for some people, I'd rather just be told to do. Adulting is not for everyone. I have found that to be true. You have all the answers you need within. Got Clutter, 365 journal prompts books, supports you in figuring out how to clear your clutter. Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Choose from physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, holidays, or compilation volumes 1, 2, and 3. Free MP3 meditation with purchase. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com or purchase on Amazon. So after the week, if you've paid attention, and even, you know what, as I think about this as I'm speaking, I would include this with the paying attention part because I think this could be very valuable because, again, the more we learn about ourselves, the more easily we're able to pay attention. So I encourage you perhaps to have a dialogue either from your neutral, your higher, your observant self with the object. And again, get neutral, but have a conversation. You know, why have I held on to you? What have you represented in my life? And see if something comes. And, you know, I'm a big believer of having gratitude and saying thank you for an object. I think that that's really important. But just consider having a dialogue. And it's interesting that something that might come up, might not come up, But you might have a conversation out of it. Again, if you're coming from kind of the higher, the non-ego self, and getting in that place of neutrality, you might discover just something really interesting about you or the object or why you were holding on to it. Again, you know, your subconscious is at work and all that good fun stuff. And I'm a big believer of doing that. As you're thinking and paying attention, see if you can figure out what you're afraid of losing. I mentioned some examples earlier. What am I really afraid of? Because really, if you give the object away, the likelihood in most instances is nothing. If you give away your books, are you afraid that you will be seen as less intelligent, as less studious? If you have given in the past something needed, I'll admit that's happened to me once or twice in my life. But you know what? I have really come to believe, trust that I will get what I need when I need it. Clearing out the clutter and decluttering my life is way more important to me than an object. I can, if really super necessary, I can go out and buy another object. I can rent it. I might be able to borrow it. There are lots of options now. And the older I get, I know that it's the priority is to release more objects. And if upon occasion, like has happened to me, you've let something go and you've needed it, if that's happened once or twice or a couple times, a handful of times, I think that's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And I wouldn't stress too much about it. Again, I think if you get in the habit and you trust you'll need when you need it. I don't know if I told this story. So I have the new headset and I was doing an interview and I'm going to have her on the show, but she sent me this headset. And I'd been thinking like, oh, you know what? Because I do in YouTube. And for those of you watching on YouTube, what do you notice that's different about me? We'll see. My husband did not notice this, but we'll see if you did. And I thought, oh, I've got to do research. And then I didn't even ask. And a headset shows up in the mail. So when you get in the flow of life and trust life more, things like that happen. So I just share that little story with you. So again, if you give something away and end up needing it, it's going to be okay. Most of the time, you won't. Memory. Now, I'm going to be honest. My grandmother had Alzheimer's. That's my biggest fear. It's my biggest fear of aging is getting Alzheimer's. And I fear that my memories will fade away. But right now, the memories are intact. I believe my memories are not only in my head, but they're in my heart, right? Because I come from that perspective of everything being energy. And so the heart is real, the emotions and memories are there as well as in my brain. They're not in the object. So do you really believe that you'll lose the memory if you give it away? I'm going to encourage you again on all these areas, challenge yourself. Is it real? I have found more often than not, there's just layers to everything. And as I peel back, I learn more, it becomes easier to relate. But maybe it's not a fear the memory will go away for you. You know, maybe you're like me and you have a fear of Alzheimer's, that's a concern. Or maybe you are concerned that you would upset your mother, but what that's really about is you have guilty feelings that you didn't spend enough time with her because you lived out of state during her end-of-life care. Just an example off the top of my head. Again, that's what I'm talking about. Pay attention and increase your awareness as much as possible. And so those are just a couple things. And that kind of goes back to having a dialogue with the object. Because a sweater might be easier to have a dialogue and face that conversation with yourself about the guilt, about feeling like you weren't there enough for your mother, than having a conversation with a sibling, right? Some conversations are hard, and that makes it easier. We're paying attention, but if you're like, you know what, I'm really jazzed up, I'm going to offer a couple solutions for you to think about. But again, if all you do is pay attention this week, you have gotten an A+. So for instance, if you are afraid of releasing your books, what can you do if you need to find a reference? Go to a library, Google, ask an expert. What I want you to realize here is that there are solutions. One of the things is you always have a choice. Doing nothing is a choice. And too many times, well, of quit immediately. Oh, I can't do this. There's no solution. And that's not true. This is kind of where I want you to kind of get into that groove. As I mentioned a moment ago, sometimes you give away something and need it. Can you rent it? Does a friend have one? Can you borrow from a neighbor? There are solutions. And then become present. Because as we're dialoguing with these objects or trying to clear clutter, sometimes we get in the past and we get in the future. If we're in the past or future, it's going to be harder to release it. So become present as much as you're possible. You can just close your eyes, take 10 deep breaths, help get grounded, and that's something that can bring you into the present moment. As I mentioned earlier, ask yourself what you'll gain when you declutter. So as you have this awareness of the physical objects, I was talking with the elderly client, what are all the positives that you're going to gain when you declutter and let go of those objects? See, we have this belief, oh, I might need it or I'll lose knowledge, but what are you going to gain? Well, you know what? You might gain some room in your bookshelf to bring in even more knowledge that you didn't know about, even more books that make you excited, that give you more depth to something that you were learning and studying. I did an interview recently for a podcast, and I was talking with someone about bringing in new relationships, and she had shared that she was struggling with releasing some friendships that weren't that great for her. And I said, but when you release those, that gives you the room to bring more into your life. And that's, I think, an overall thing I want you to consider. When you release that clutter, because everything is energy, what are you going to bring into your life? When you have clutter, you're jammed up and you can't bring anything in. But when you release it, that opens you wide open. If you're considering taking actions, do that. See what you can sell, donate, give away. Take the time to purge and declutter. Now might not be the time. You'll have knowledge, though, if you've paid attention the next time you purge. And when you have those bits of information, it makes it go so much easier. We are going to move again. It was unexpected. And so I'm downsizing even more. And for whatever reason, I kind of was like, oh, I'm going to take the year. I know we want to sell our house. Didn't do it. So downsized in a really short amount of time. So this time I'm taking the whole year. It feels really good. I'm able to let go of more. But the things that I've learned about myself have made decluttering a lot easier. And it's gone a lot more quickly. A couple of my rooms I've been able to do in a half an hour. And that's pretty quick. Pay attention this week and learn what you're holding on to. Take actions from today's podcast. Discover what physical items you're afraid to let go of. Understand why you're afraid to let go of, if possible. Address your fears. Be present. Make a list of everything you'll gain when you let your physical clutter go. Find solutions if you'd like. Sell, donate, or give away anything you're able to. Pay attention for the entire week of where you struggle to let things go. On our next episode, we're talking about where you're withholding love. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.